Hello, Tom Kindred here, host of Small Biz Florida, the podcast that's all things business in the state of Florida. One of the primary reasons we created Small Biz Florida here at the Florida SBDC at Indian River State College was to provide a channel to communicate important information regarding the business community, especially during times of disaster. As Florida small business owners address and deal with the effects of the COVID-19 issue, Small Biz Florida is dedicated to continuing to bring content related to assisting owners and operators through this difficult time. Stay tuned to Small Biz Florida as we will update the podcast with current information regarding the COVID-19 issue.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida. Talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And this is Small Biz Florida, the podcast and broadcast that's all things business across the state of Florida. I am Tom Kindred, and I serve as the regional director for the Florida Small Business Development Center here at Indian River State College, located along the beautiful Treasure Coast down on the eastern part of Florida. And you are listening to another one of our special COVID-19 episodes of Small Biz Florida. When we kind of started these special episodes, we were kind of focused on the emergency lending programs to help businesses get access to that quick cash to help solve some of the problems these businesses are facing with the COVID-19 issue. We're now moving sort of into the maybe a stage we're sort of calling preparing to reopen. So we're trying to bring some information to the marketplace about tools and resources and assistance to help businesses kind of get re-engaged in the marketplace. So if you're a listener of Small Biz Florida, we have had the last couple of episodes. We've talked about some resources and specific tools that we've got. And I'm happy again today to talk about a very powerful tool, very useful and value-added tool that is part of the resources available through the Florida Small Business Development Center and your Florida Small Business Development Center office in your area. And the tool we're going to talk about today is BizMiner. It is an incredibly powerful industry financial and market research database. And BizMiner actually has a kind of a unique program going on now to help businesses kind of address this reopening and re-engagement in the marketplace issue. So happy to have with us today Mr. Galen Pugh, who serves as the client relations manager for BizMiner. Galen, welcome to Small Biz Florida.
Thanks, Tom. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So, Galen, why don't you start, as everyone usually does, kind of start with a little bit of your background and sort of your pathway to BizMiner.
Sure. Yep. As you mentioned, I'm the client relations manager here at BizMiner. I've been with the company for a little over 7 years now. My professional experience is actually pretty brief because BizMiner was my first job out of college. I do have an undergraduate degree in economics. I was hired by BizMiner directly out of college as a sales position. I actually had no prior sales experience, but BizMiner is very intriguing to me. I think they had a great product. They were also a small company that I saw myself being able to really learn and grow with. I've been there for a little over 7 years. As I said, I started off in sales, which I did for a few years, and then I moved into my current role of client relations manager. And in this role, I still do a lot of sales, but I also oversee kind of the marketing aspect of the business, work a lot with clients with onboarding, training, ongoing customer support. I also work very closely with the owner of BizMiner, John Brandel, and our IT staff to help make improvements and add new features to existing products and to help create new products based off of customer feedback.
Nice. So I kind of talked about BizMiner being an industry financial and market research database, but I'm sure you can tell us a little more about BizMiner. Kind of give us the details on BizMiner.
Yeah, so I mean, generally speaking, BizMiner is a data analytics firm. So that's really what we do. We collect raw data from a variety of sources, and we analyze that data in order to produce reports. Those reports are available through an online database that's very intuitive and easy to use, very simple, basically a three-step process to create and access those reports. And the reports really fall into three main categories. As you mentioned, industry financial analysis, also industry market analysis, and more recently, we've been developing some business valuation tools. So really, you know, as you said, industry financial and local market analysis is the foundation of the BizMiner database.
Right. Well, obviously, it's the type of database where clients can go in and pull down reports. Talk about some of the more popular reports that you see small business owners accessing.
Yeah, certainly. First and foremost is our industry financial report. This report is really our flagship report. It's the first one that we started developing years ago, and even today continues to be our most popular report. That report's available for over 5,000 industries. You can analyze the industry at the U.S. level, any of the 50 states, and over 300 metro areas. And it's also available for a variety of sales class options, so you can focus your research on businesses of a certain size. So, you know, as I said, that continues to be our most popular report. And what that's really providing is an in-depth financial analysis, industry average profit and loss statements, balance sheet, and a series of financial ratios, and also has a built-in benchmarking tool where a business can put in their financials and it will benchmark them against industry peers. So definitely that's one of our most popular reports. Next, I would probably say our industry market report. That one's available for even more industries. And what's really unique about that tool is you can analyze the industry at the national level or all the way down to the zip code. So it's very meaningful to be able to get that local market data through that report. And that provides you with a variety of information, such as what's the size of the industry in that local market, who are some of the competitors and where are they located, market penetration rates, startup rates, failure rates, just a ton of very valuable local market data. And then more recently, we've developed some new reports that have become very popular. One being a SWOT Express, which is a very quick and easy SWOT analysis tool, and also a Vestiment Pro. Vestiment stands for value estimate, and that report is actually a 30-page plus valuation report. And not only does it give you an estimated value for a business, but it does a really great job of showing our methodology and explaining how we came to that estimated value. So I would say those three reports, the industry financial, industry market report, SWOT Express, Investment Pro, are really our most popular reports at this time.
Galen, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I may go back into small business. I mean, if I had had a tool like this when I had my business, you know, a number of years ago, incredible. You know, I remember what I had to go through to kind of to get benchmarking. You know, I think we had to pay for a report from the industry association I was in to kind of get that benchmarking report. I mean, that was such an incredible report for me to have so I could compare myself to others in the same industry. Kind of talk about that benchmarking report. That was so important to me as a small business owner. Talk about your benchmarking report a little bit. And why is it important to benchmark?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that too, because BizMiner actually started off in a pretty interesting way. So the owner of BizMiner, John Brandao, BizMiner actually started off as an economic development consulting firm. So he was doing economic development consulting, and he saw gaps in the industry coverage. So when he was out looking for this industry data, he saw big gaps in the coverage, especially when it came to local and regional data. So he started to go out and look for this information and compile a database that he could use during his consulting engagements. And then it really adapted and moved online to the database you know today through that need. So it's interesting that you said that. But yeah, it's super important to benchmark. You know, with small businesses, you always hear people say, especially business advisors, how important it is to know your financials. You know, you hear it over and over again, know your financials, know your financials. I think I heard it last week on your podcast with LivePlan, how important it is to know your financials. And it is. You need to keep an eye on your revenue, your operating expenses, your net profit. You have to see how they're changing from year to year. But it's also extremely important to benchmark, because if, for example, if you're looking at your operating expense and let's say it's 40%, who's to say whether that's good or bad? You know, how do you know if that operating expense is where it needs to be? The only way that you can know that is if you compare that, if you have a benchmark, if you can compare that to your local competition, which we a lot of times call your industry peers. So that's where the benchmarking report really comes into play and why it's so important. Because with our reports, for one, you can focus on your industry. We cover over 5,000 industries. So what that really means is that you can drill down and focus on your specific line of business. So instead of restaurant industry, you could do steakhouses or a coffee shop or ice cream parlor. You can also analyze your local area. So you're not comparing yourself to businesses throughout the US or in New York City. You could compare yourself to other businesses in Pensacola, Florida, and also of businesses of a similar size. So you're not comparing yourself to businesses with 10 or 20 million in annual sales. You can compare your business to your peers of a similar size, let's say 1 to 2.5 million. So that's really why it's so useful, is with our reports, you can get a benchmark that directly relates to your business, your area, and the size of your business. And it's extremely useful to have that type of information.
Yeah, incredible. And like I say, back in my day, you know, ours was a written report. We had to wait a year to get it. It was called they called it the Cost of Doing Business Survey. And it was a printed report that they would send us and compared us to other, you know, dealers that were in our same industry and same space. And, you know, it's interesting you picked out some of those specific areas, but the one that I always found most interesting was expenses as a percent of sales. And that's, you know, when I first saw and compared my business to others in my industry, I was, you know, I was very high. You know, I was not within the range that I should have been in. So it, to your point, it really, it allowed me to focus on, you know, the right issue until I got that in line. And that's more money to your bottom line, is simply put.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's come a long way, and it's super easy to develop these reports now. The database is very intuitive. You basically go through a three-step process to create this report. And on top of that, we have a very easy-to-use inputs feature now, where you can actually input your business's financials into the report, and it will do a lot of the work. It will benchmark your business to the industry peers. You'll get scores on a 1 to 5 scale in different areas of cash flow, profitability, efficiency, debt risk. It will show your variance from industry averages. So it's a very easy way to see how you're stacking up. You can see areas where you're doing well, but you can also, and more importantly, identify areas where you're not doing so well. And then you can put plans in place to try to make improvements going forward. And that's the real value of these reports.
Areas of opportunity, absolutely. Yep. So again, I think you answered my next question. I think the simple answer is every business, but who's a textbook user or client of BizMiner?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Anybody who needs industry and market research information is either a client or a potential client of ours. So obviously, small business owners, they can come to our website and get reports to use for their own personal use. But we're also very involved with SBDCs. I've been working personally with the Florida SBDC Network for several years, and I also work with several other networks throughout the country. We're also very popular and partner with university and public libraries, and also a variety of business professionals. So we have CPAs, business consultants, valuation professionals, and business brokers that use our database. So we have a wide variety of clients when it comes to who uses our information.
Let's talk just a minute about that, since you mentioned the SBDC. Obviously, we are the Florida SBDC network that produces and puts together this Small Biz Florida show. Talk about that engagement with SBDCs. Obviously, SBDC consultants have access to BizMiner. How does it work, the engagement with the SBDCs?
Yeah, so we license our content to the SBDCs so that they can use it with their clients. So SBDCs provide a very valuable service to their local community by offering advisory services to the small businesses. So if a small business needs some help, they can go to their local SBDC. They can get access to the BizMiner database through the advisor that they're working with. And they can start to pull these reports, the industry financial reports, the market research reports, and really start to identify some of the strengths and weaknesses of their businesses and put a plan in place as to how they can improve going forward.
Is there, so outside of your engagement with the SBDC, can any business access BizMiner? Is there a cost associated with BizMiner?
Yeah, good question. Anybody can go directly to the BizMiner website and get access to this information. If they go directly to the website themselves, they can buy reports a la carte, one at a time, or they have the option of purchasing a subscription plan to the database, which ranges in price depending on what you want access to and whether it's a 6 or 12 month subscription. But I would definitely suggest, if you're a small business, go to your local SBDC, because especially starting out, industry and market research can be a little intimidating. If you're not used to financial ratios and ratio analysis and all the things that go into that, it can be overwhelming. So having an experienced business advisor to be able to sit down with you and work through those reports and help you understand what it's saying and what that means to your business is very valuable. Plus, you know, if you go through an SBDC, you're getting access for free. You know, you're getting access to this very valuable tool through that business advisor, plus all the other great tools that the SBDCs have access to at this point.
Excellent point. So let's talk, of course, we're all, covered up in COVID-19 issues. Small businesses are absolutely just, taking a beating through this. The SBDCs obviously are going to be very engaged in trying to support and assist businesses as they begin to reopen and hopefully begin to refocus on revenue generation and get their doors reopened. And you guys also have recognized that BizMiner has recognized this issue and kind of come out with your own initiative to help businesses as they re-engage in the market. It's called the Look Up Initiative. Talk a little bit about the initiative, the Look Up Initiative at BizMiner.
Yep. So the Look Up Initiative is our response to the COVID-19 crisis. Like a lot of businesses out there, we were looking for ways that we could help during this time. And we really thought that the best way that we could help is to get information directly into the hands of these small business owners free of charge. So there's no cost, no catch, no upsell. We're just trying to help out during this difficult time. And really what these reports are meant to do is to encourage the small business owner to look up, look towards the future, and start to prepare for the re-entry into the post-crisis market. As you mentioned, even before this, it's extremely difficult to succeed as a small business, but now it's harder than ever. So anything that you can do to really get a leg up on the competition, you have to do. And these reports will help with that. One of the reports that you're getting access to through that initiative is our financial report, our most popular report. What we've actually done is we've produced a summarized version of that report. So it's 3 years instead of five. A few less line items in the P&L and balance sheet and a kind of summarized ratios, so that it's a little bit easier to read and understand for a small business owner who may be looking at one of these reports for the first time. So that's one of the reports that's that's available through the initiative. The other report is the SWOT Express report that we've developed. And with both of these reports, with just a few simple inputs, you can very quickly and easily see how you're performing financially and operationally compared to your industry peers. And once you're able to identify some of the potential weaknesses or threats that your business is facing, you can start to make steps to improve those areas and make plans to improve going forward and really put yourself in the best position to succeed once the market reopens and you re-enter into that post-crisis market.
Wow. And you know, you mentioned our episode with LivePlan. I mean, this is obviously, the kind of tool that really supports business planning. I mean, I can't imagine trying to create a business plan without BizMiner. I mean, you're bringing all the real critical data, certainly for the industry and the market research section of a business plan. You're the end all be all for that data.
Yeah, we're extremely useful for putting together business plans. With the financial report, those are projections that you need for any business plan, especially if you're doing any type of loan application. You're going to need those financial projections. Obviously, market research to see what market areas there may be opportunities to start and grow a business in a particular industry, where the competition is, startups and failure rates. You mentioned before we started this podcast, the demographic information and the ring analysis report that allows you to see how the demographics are changing as you move out from a particular location. So yeah, there's really just a ton of information in the BizMiner database that's useful for putting together a business plan. And as LivePlan mentioned in your previous podcast, a business plan is not something that should be for startups only. You know, a business plan is something that every business should have and should continually adjust. And you can use BizMiner for that as well. You know, we are continuously updating the database. So you can come back and get updated financial information, updated market statistics on an ongoing basis. We're even doing that for the lookup initiative. So when a small business goes to our website and gets these free reports through our lookup initiative, they're created a BizMiner account. And those reports on their account will be updated continuously throughout the COVID-19 crisis. So they can continue to go back to those reports and get that updated information as needed.
Wow. And, you know, you mentioned a very important point, because obviously there's going to be a tremendous need as we re-engage the marketplace with the small business community for potential access to capital. Obviously, lots of business have taken advantage of the PPP and the EIDL, but beyond the actual disaster loans, there's going to be some businesses looking for traditional financing, lines of credit, PO factoring and other types of just traditional financing. And you make a great point. I mean, what a better tool to bring in data to take in with your application, with your loan application paperwork. I mean, obviously, a bank's going to be extremely impressed that a business really has a great handle on the industry and the market data.
Yeah, exactly. If you can show a bank that you're on top of and aware of not only your own financials, but how they are comparing to industry peers and the competition, and if you can show that you're keeping operating expenses down, you have high profit margins compared to other competitors in your industry, that's going to go a long way with getting that loan approved.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point, and you're so right about that. So, again, what an incredible tool, Galen. I just, I was aware of BizMiner. Obviously, being associated with the Florida SBDC, we knew it was one of our tools, but wow. I've even learned an awful lot today with our conversation about some of the tools and the reports that are inside of BizMiner. Really, very impressive resource. So again, I think the the important thing we want to leave folks with is how does someone get access to BizMiner just out there, in the marketplace?
Yeah, well, obviously reaching out to your local SBDC is a great option for that. You can also go directly to our website, bizminer.com. If you want specific information on the lookup initiative, it's bizminer.com/lookup. You can read all about the initiative and you can begin the selection process for getting those free reports. I also want to encourage people to reach out to us directly if they have any questions. We are actually a small business ourselves. We pride ourselves on having a very high level of customer support. So if you call the office, you're probably going to talk to me or one of my coworkers. We're going to be able to help you out with any questions that you have and definitely point you in the right direction.
Again, Galen, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us and explain this incredibly powerful industry financial and market research database tool. And again, thank you for highlighting that this tool is available through the Florida SBDC network. And thank you guys for pitching in and doing your part in helping small businesses kind of recover and re-engage in the marketplace through your lookup initiative. Appreciate all of the above, Galen.
Thank you, Tom.
And with that, that'll bring to close this segment and installment and episode of Small Biz Florida. Stay tuned to Small Biz Florida as we'll be bringing you updated podcasts over the coming days.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.